the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
At BASF, we're constantly innovating. When others said, fungicides just can't last all season, we said, oh yeah, watch this. Then we invented Revilock fungicide. Powerful soybean protection that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. It's everything everyone said wasn't possible. All new Revilock fungicide. That is how you do it. Always read and follow label directions.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th through 14th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
Well, this past Friday, all ag producers and ag groups were on hand as Oklahoma Senator James Lankford hosted Arkansas Senator John Bozeman for a Farm Bill listening session. I caught up with Senator Bozeman after the meeting to get his thoughts of the newly released Farm Bill draft from G.T. Thompson.
Ours will be very similar to G.T.'s, and I think he's done a really good job of listening to the farm community and then trying to address the problems that we see out there. And so we'll be working with he and Senator Stabenow and Congressman Scott, again, trying to work out differences and get a farm bill done as soon as possible. People say, Senator, we got to get this done. And I agree totally. On the other hand, this is a five-year commitment. You know, once we do this, this is a contract with our farmer for 5 years. And so we don't need to just do something. We need to do the right thing. Because they're in the situation now where it's just difficult in farm.
Are the suggestions that you heard from our Oklahoma ag producers kind of the same things that you've been hearing everywhere?
Yes and no. You know, each state is a little bit different. On the other hand, it is amazing being with farmers all over the country. They're all the same. They're very concerned about the fact when you look at the forecast. Right now, we're in a situation where their input costs are very high. Those will level out eventually, but transportation costs aren't going to go down. Labor costs aren't going to go down. That's going to stay high. But combined with that, every forecaster I've talked to, whether it's the USDA, whether it's Oklahoma State, all of our great land grants that do such a good job feel like commodity prices are going to continue to fall. That's a bad combination. So we've got to work hard to make sure that the safety nets, crop insurance, things like that are in place so that they can absorb that risk.
Once again, that's Senator John Bozeman. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval also commented on the release of the Farm Bill draft in the House Ag Committee. AFBF appreciates the work of Chairman Thompson and the entire House Ag Committee for its work in drafting a new, modernized Farm Bill. America's farmers and ranchers need the stability that the Farm Bill provides so that they can withstand the unforeseen challenges of growing the food, fuel, and fiber that America's families rely on. Conservation and research programs help farmers protect the resources that they've been entrusted with and enable American agriculture to remain on the forefront of innovation. Nutrition programs also give a helping hand to families struggling to make ends meet. We look forward to taking a deep dive into the House Farm Bill draft in advance of this week's markup. We hope to see the Senate Agriculture Committee's version soon so that we can move forward with getting the Farm Bill passed because it's too important to wait. America's families are counting on Congress to get this done. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.